听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众，大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了。现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材第101页。
Hello, everybody. This is Bruce.
现在我们就一块来看今天这个对话呢，是第16课 ,Lesson 16. 我们有这个标题叫做
Study or Flunk.
用功读书呢，或者是呢，你要考试考砸锅，所以你来选。这个呢 ,study, 也就是这边就是说 ,you should study, if you don't, then you'll flunk. 你就会呢 ,you'll be flunked. 可是 ,Bruce, 我刚才用的时候我用了两个用法呀。
Mm.
第一个是可以讲 ,you'll flunk.
Right.
第二个 ,you'll be flunked. 是不是两个用法都可以
?Of course, both are fine.
所以两个都可以的。
I should say, both are terrible. I hope you don't flunk, and I hope you won't be flunked.
Right. 所以呢，这个 flunk 它可以当不及物动词。If you don't study, you'll flunk. 就等于 you'll fail 啊，一样的意思。但是呢，也可以当及物动词，变成被动的用法。If you don't study, you'll be flunked.这个 flunk 加 ed, 同样的 you'll be failed,、
mm-hmm.
一模一样 ,fail 后头加 ed, 你会被老师当掉不及格的哦。好了，现在我们就先来看一下今天这个对话。
Study or flunk, part one dialogue. Kim bumps into her classmate, Pak. What's the matter, Pak? You look depressed.Did someone just die or what? Well, someone is going to soon. Kim asks, Oh my God, really? Who is it? And he tells her, Me. I flunked the exam, and my dad's going to kill me. She asks again, How come you flunked?I thought you did everything the fortune teller told you to do. He tells her, I thought so too. I was sure of passing. That's why I went to see him this morning. She asks again, Well, what did he say? And he tells her, He said I flunked because I did everything.Everything very well, except that I forgot one thing. She asks, What's that? He tells her, I didn't study.
Well answered. 回答得非常的好。I didn't study. 在这里啊 study or flunk, 标题里头谈到这个 flunk, 我们要把它整理一下。首先了解这个 flunk 是一个口语的俚语的用法，正式的用法还是用 fail 在写作的时候。不过一般的口语呢是没有问题的。Flunk this word is quite useful in spoken English, 在口语里头是非常管用的。它跟 fail 的用法呢是一样的。首先它可以当不及物动词。He flunked, he failed, 他失败了。第二个它可以当及物动词，后头呢用考试啦或没有这个事情啦没有做好。He flunked the exam, he failed the exam, 他把这个考试没考及格。当然呢这个 flunk 这个当及物动词的时候也可以用人做它的宾语，我们可以这样说呢 The teacher failed me, 老师没有让我及格 The teacher flunked me, 都可以这样说。但是呢如果说爸爸对儿子讲了不要让我失望哦，这个时候呢只能用 fail。
Don't fail me, 不可以 don't flunk me.
那样的话就是变成爸爸说你不要让我不及格，那不是这样的意思。这个不要辜负我，不要让我失望，我们再说一遍。
Don't fail me.
也就等于 don't let me 什么
Don't let me down.
Let somebody down, 也就是令某人失望。Don't let me down, don't fail me.或者说 don't 一个 D 开头的怎么说
don't disappoint me
这个字怎么拼的
D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T OINT DISAPPOINT Disappoint.
Well, you seem to have something to add, so let us know, please.
Sure. You may have your report card from your school, and you have to show your report card to your parents, and your father may ask you, not bad. You have many passing grades, but you have one failing grade in English. 加油！
也就是我们有成绩单的时候呢，给爸爸一看说，哎，还不错，你这些成绩有不少科都是过关的成绩，哎，不过有一科没过关的成绩，哎，就是英文这一科，加油啦！在这里啊，所以呢，我们就可以这样说 ，You have many passing grades. Grade， 这是代表分数。Grade， 这 grade 本来是等级。Grade， 那这边用了复数加个 s， 因为好几科。You have many passing grades， but you have one failing grade， 但是却有一个不及格的红字 ，failing grade。我们这边呢常常会讲 You have a red letter 红的字啊，这个不是这么说的这边英文里头就是说 You have a failing grade 啊，这个用法特别记住。好了，现在我们就一块来看这里的对话。一开头是这样讲， Kim bumps into her classmate Pak。 Kim 呢，这个女孩子呢，她跟她的班上同学叫 Pak 呢不期而遇。这个 bump into， 哇，棒，用得好。我们造个句子。
Yesterday, while shopping, I bumped into my old teacher.
昨天我去购物的时候呢，跟以前的老师不期而遇。再来一遍。
Yesterday, while shopping, I bumped into my old teacher.
这个 bump into 除了用 bump into 还有一些其他类似的，像一个字叫 encounter， 还有别的、嗯、还有哪些、
比较口语的用法是 run into， 过去是 ran into， ran across 也可以 ACROSS。 I ran across an old friend yesterday. I ran into an old friend. I bumped into an old friend. 这个 encounter 比较正式的用法，E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R E-N-C-O-U-N-T-E-R Encounter、
有的时候在这边我们可以这样说， I encountered my old teacher yesterday。 那么这个时候呢， encounter 要加个 ed， 用过去时。好，接着我们再来看下面的对话啦。What's the matter, Pak? You look depressed. 怎么回事啊？ What's the matter? 这个 the matter 虽然是名词啊，可是在这边就等于形容词 wrong. What's wrong? 一样的意思。Pak, you look depressed. 你看起来很沮丧的样子。Depressed 是一个形容词，感到什么什么的，感到沮丧的。我们常常用感到什么什么的时候，就用过去分词当形容词用，令人什么什么的时候，就用现在分词。比如说 His words are encouraging， 他的话是令人鼓舞啊。 Peter， Everybody says that you are very ugly， but I'll say you are very handsome。哇，你非常的潇洒，这是呢。
Who's that crazy man?
那疯子是谁啊？不过事实上我刚才是造句呢，那么是安慰自己啊，这样子。我们这样说了。
Peter, you look depressed. Did I say something wrong?
你看 ,Bruce 好狠，你看起来很沮丧。难道我说错话吗？没，我们问我看看，好像没有说错什么话。其实呢，他刚才就故意这样的开我的玩笑。总而言之，在这里啊 ，depressed 感到消沉的，我们就用 depressed， 令人消沉的，令人沮丧的。The news is depressing. His words are encouraging. 啊，我们就用 encourage Encouraging. 那我感到受到鼓舞呢？我受到鼓励的。I feel 或者是 I felt, 我用过去式造句 encouraged.
I felt encouraged by his words.
那个 encouraged 是这样拼的。
Encouraged. Encouraged. Encouraged.
好。Did someone just die or what? 是不是有人过世或什么的？你看在最后这个问句里头加了 or what? 哎，在口语里头啊，非常实用 or what 或是什么的。我们模仿造个句子。
Is it hot in here or what?
啊，这里面是不是好热还是什么的？你看都可以这样造句，再来一遍。
Is it hot in here or what?
他是疯了还不成？难道疯了不成 ？Is he crazy or what? 你看就可以这样造句。那我们可以这样说：哎 ，Bruce 这样说：哎，我们去今天到爬山去好不好？哎，我们这样说了：哎 ，Are you crazy or what? 你是不是疯了不成？你看看现在外头好冷啊！我们就可以这样造句。好啦。可是在这里的问句啊 What's the matter, Pack? 这个 the matter 我还是要说它很管用啊尤其它放在 something, nothing 后头就根本等于 wrong 的用法好我们说他没有事了这句话英文要这么讲 There's nothing the matter with him There's something the matter with him 分别等于 There's nothing wrong There's something wrong with him 啊我们就可以这样说 Bruce is crying Bruce 正在哭There must be something the matter with him 他一定出了事 What's the matter then?
You took off your shoes
我说问他、啊、怎么回事啊你看他在哭他说彼得你刚才把鞋子脱了下来 Wow 厉害 You took off your shoes Take off就脱下的意思穿起来就 put on 这样的用法好很有意思啊好接着我们再看下面 Well, someone is going to soon Someone is going to 也是一样要停一下因为 to 后头省了同样的字眼在上个问句中就是那个 die 那个字 Well, someone is going to die soon 很快就有人呢就要完蛋了 Oh my godReally? Who's it? 真的吗？我老天哪！到底是谁呀、啊、？Who is it? 他为什么不说 Who is he 呢？啊，这也是一个习惯的用法。如果讲 Who is he， 就变成哎，那个人是谁呀、啊？是眼睛你我都看到的那个人。我们讲 Who is he？ 他是谁呀、啊、？Well, he's Mr. Wang， 他是王先生。但是我们能谈论一个状况，我们两个都没看到这个人。我们就想 Hey, who's it? 那你刚谈的是谁呀、啊、那么同样的有人在敲门哎不错
Who is it?
哎谁呀、啊、我们都没有看到的时候这个时候我们讲谁是要用 Who is it? 也不要说 Who are you? 所以我们在打电话的时候也是这样的喂您谁这句话怎么说 Who is it?
Who's there?
Yeah, who's there?
Who is it?
都可以这样讲但不要说 Who are you? 啊一开头打电话的时候都要讲 Who is it? 有人敲门的时候 Who is it? 就这样说是我这句话就这样讲 It's me, Peter 这样回答好了下面就讲了你看 Me 就是我 Who is it? 回答是 It's me 就是我 I flunked the exam And my dad's going to kill me 我啊考试没考及格我爸爸就准备呢给我难过了 Of course, this is a little bit exaggerated here Dad is not going to kill me But of course, I want to say this Simply because I did something terribly wrong That's why my father is very, very angry 也就是说好气准备气得要杀我的意思啊，在这边好了就用这个 kill me 这样的说法不过在这里啊我要稍微说一下我刚才讲 exaggerate 这个字怎么拼的
EXAGGERATE. Again, EXAGGERATE. Exaggerate.
我们说 the story was exaggerated. 这故事呢被夸大了一点，所以这个 kill 这个字也是被夸大的这样使用。但是我们也可以用 exaggerating, you are exaggerating. 你讲话太夸大，也可以用现在分词，都做形容词用。好，这是不错的。但是在这我要问一下一个问题 ,because Bruce has been with me over the past, let's see, almost 10 years or so, I guess.
You're exaggerating.
好、oh, 我就等他这句话，你太夸大。 Then, how many years?
About six years.
Well, Bruce told me several times that his father was very strict with him.对他非常的严 and once he flunked an examination, and then he got a very terrible punishment. 所以你能不能告诉我们、那时是怎么样的受到惩罚？
Well, he said I was useless, and then he sent me to work with Peter.
他说、这个儿子没用啦，所以他就把他遣送过来，就干脆跟彼得在一起工作吧。这个厉害哦 ，Bruce， 这句话真棒。好了，说真的呢，考试考不及格，你爸爸是怎么样的对你的？
He was quietly disappointed, and that really hurt me.
啊，他一句话一言不发，一言不说，应该怎么这样讲？然后呢，只是面目的表情非常的这种失望。哦，就是无声胜有声。
我感觉难过，看我爸爸怎么样。
So that's why you started to turn over a new leaf, and then now you've become what you are today.
Unfortunately.
我就说他就重新做人，然后今天就变成今天这个样子。然后 Bruce 就开玩笑，很不幸今天变成这个样子。其实 Bruce 呢在、教书界方面来讲是响叮当的。
好了好了， stop exaggerating.
OK, 别再夸大了，就这么说。好了，谈到这个用法呢，我们刚才把这个所谓的 exaggerate 这个及物动词，以及也可以当不及物动词做了这样的介绍。现在我们接着继续再来看。How come you flunked? 怎么你会呢考不及格呢？ I thought you did everything the fortune teller told you to do. 我还以为你已经尽了一切的事情，什么都做了。做了什么东西呢？也就是按照呢算命先生所告诉你的话，你都做到了。我们先来先看前面 How come you flunked? 他说你为什么会当掉了呢？这个 flunked 也就等于 fail， 为什么呢？考试考不及格呢？这里我们讲 How come 是为什么的意思，但用的时候这属于口语的一种句型，它后头是不采用倒装的，它就等于 why，那意思等于 why， 但 why 要倒装。比如说我先用 why 造句，然后那么 Bruce 呢用 how come 这样来说。 Why is he crying?
How come he is crying?
Why did he come late?
How come he came late?
他为什么迟到了？好，我们可以这样说， Why did you steal my money?
How come you stole my money, Peter?
OK, 你为什么偷我的钱？因此 ,how come, 它后头是不倒装的。这边 ,how come you flunked, 也就等于 why did you flunk, 一样的意思。I thought you did everything, 我还想呢，刚才我还以为 you did everything, 你尽了一切力量，你做了一切的事情。什么事情 ?that,后头有一个关系代词引导形容词从句，就是呢前面这个 everything， 这个 that 作为最后那个 do 的这个宾语，所以这个 that 省得掉。什么事情呢？ The fortune teller told you to do， 也就是算命先生要你去做的事情，我以为你都做了呢。好，那下面讲了， I thought so too， 我当时也这么想啊。 如果是我现在这么认为，叫 I think so。这边是讲我当时也这么想 ，I thought so。不要小看这个 I think so， 是非常管用的哦。比如说，我们用这样来对话 ：Do you think that Peter is handsome？
I think so.
他先不乐意。我说你认为彼得是不是很潇洒 ？I think that Peter is very handsome. How about you? 他就这样说。Well, I think so.
Oh, that hurt.
好了，我们这样说 ，I think so. 但同样的，我不这么认为。有两种说法 ：I don't think so， 或者是 I think not。所以同样的句子 ，Do you think that Peter？As handsome.
I don't think so.
另外一个说法
I think not.
I think not. 不过这两个说法是 I don't think so 比较常用、
比较常用对、
好了接下来我们再来看他怎么说了 How come you flunked? I thought you did everything the fortune teller told you to do. I thought so too. 他这样讲 I was sure of passing. 我呢是原先还肯定的认为自己有信心可以考及格 I was sure of passing the exam 的意思 他的宾语省得掉了这个 sure 后头加 of 哦非常管用 be sure of something I'm sure of something 我们类似这样子我们模仿造个句子
I'm sure of his support
他的支持我是很肯定的他一定会支持我就等于 I'm sure that he will support me 我们现在再来一遍 I'm sure 刚才您说的那个 of 用法
I'm sure of his support
等于
I'm sure that he will support me
所以特别记住 sure 这个字后头可以加 of 放名词或动名词做宾语但也可以把 of 去掉或者直接放 that 引导的从句做副词从句就是前面的 sure 所以这用法都可以的好我们再来 I'm sure 放 that 从句造个句子 I'm sure that
I'm sure that it will rain today
好我确定呢今天一定会呢下雨再来一遍
I'm sure that it will rain today
所以同样的这个句法 I was sure of passing 也可以说成 I was sure that I would pass the exam 它的说法是一样的 That's why I went to see him this morning 所以这就是为什么我呢今天早上要去见他的这个道理好接着又说 Well, what did he say? 那他说了些什么呢 Well, what did he say?这个 he 当然指的是前面的 fortune teller 接着他又下面说了 He said I flunked because I did everything very well 他说我呢会被考试考不及格被当掉乃是因为 because I did everything very well 我什么都做得非常的棒 except that 只可惜 I forgot one thing 我忘了一点好了在这个句法里头啊有一个重要的用法就是 except 后头放 that 这个用法呢稍早的时候我们也曾经介绍过 except 放 that 来我们模仿造个句子我们可以这样说我讲中文Bruce 呢给我翻成英文好不好
好看看
我们这样说呢 Bruce 是个好人只可惜他有点小气
Bruce is a fine guy, except that he's stingy.
不错。你看 Bruce 的听力，中文听力果然厉害。再来一遍。
Bruce is a fine guy, except that he's stingy.
Except from that 可以算是一种连词，翻成呢就只可惜，或者是只是他有点小气。Stingy 这个字，我们再拼一下。
S-T-I-N-G-Y, S-T-I-N-G-Y, stingy.
好现在我们接下来看 ,what's that? 那到底是什么呢什么东西你忘掉呢 ?What is it that you forgot? 你忘的是什么东西呢 ?What's that? 好，接下来就说了 I didn't study， 我没有读书啊，我什么都错了，就是没有读书。这里呢，我想这个呢 What does this dialogue want to tell us？
The most important thing about being a student is studying, not luck.
也就是说呢，要告诉我们的就是说，我们学生呢，真的要好好读书，而不光只是说，哦，一定是有好运的，必须要做一些奇奇怪怪的一些事情，真的要求助于自己。现在我们把这个对话再请来 Bruce 给我们念一下。
Study or flunk?Kim bumps into her classmate, Pak. What's the matter, Pak? You look depressed. Did someone just die or what? Well, someone is going to, soon. Oh my God, really? Who is it? Me. I flunked the exam and my dad's going to kill me. How come you flunked? I thought you did everything the fortune teller told you to do.I thought so, too. I was sure of passing. That's why I went to see him this morning. Well, what did he say? He said I flunked because I did everything very well, except that I forgot one thing. What's that? I didn't study.
Now, we still have a couple of minutes left, so we'd like to have...this opportunity to ask Bruce to tell us something about how to prepare for an examination on behalf of students.
Well, the most important thing is to get enough rest and relax yourself before the exam so that you can think well, and then you must prepare your mind by reviewing all the material.Of course, review means to go over or to study again your notes. I used to study with my classmates. Then we could ask questions and answer questions to help each other. So first, help your body by relaxing. Get enough sleep. Don't be nervous. Second, get your mind ready by reviewing.These two steps will help you when you study.
And also, while doing so, you are likely to run into some problems you don't understand. In that case, you have to go to class, to ask your teacher to help you out. This is something that is very, very important. In other words, make sure that you have no doubts about anything that you are learning.
Right.
这是非常非常重要的，有任何的问题啊，随时要向老师呢请教，或者向朋友请教，不要有任何的疑点，那么这样的话我们就读书啊都能够弄得非常非常的清楚。
对，
所以刚才一些建议是蛮不错的。好，我们的讲解就到这儿结束，谢谢诸位的收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.